Thank you for holding. I am the supervisor of the fire department. How may I help you?
Yes, I couldn't understand nothing you said.
I'm the supervisor of the fire department. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I need y'all to put my money back on my account because I didn't give no authorization for the $7.95 plus the $56. I've been sick at home in the bed with the flu.
Okay, and just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address for me?
Susan Miller, 3630 Ranch Road, apartment 176, Columbia, South Carolina, 29206.
Okay, thank you. I'm just waiting for this to finish loading. Okay, so it shows that you entered a survey for a KitchenAid on November 21st where you had to pay $7.95. Do you recall doing a survey?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so could you verify the email address for me?
MillerMichelle55@gmail.com.
Thank you. And do you know the phone number? That's 803-846-4776.
No, my number is 803-1913-2465.
Okay, so you don't know that number?
No, that's not my number.
Okay, so your email address, your name, and your shipping address all matches. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So I just wanted to make sure that you don't recall entering the sweepstakes for KitchenAid paying $7.95.
No, ma'am.
So we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else could have did this, then we can proceed with that fraud investigation.
Well, you do what you got to do because I didn't do that.
Okay, so
I didn't get nobody to use my card. My bank had texted me and said that it was I having fraudulent stuff on my account. And I said no because I didn't see the stuff, the $7.95 and all that. And I told him no because I've been in the bed sick. So it's not the first time somebody used my card.
Okay, so I will be issuing you the credits pending the investigation. And if it comes back as a true case of fraud, then you should see it within 3 to 5 business days. Okay.
So no more money coming out my account, right?
Correct. And I have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay. Well, she gave me a number, C26284157 0. That's the same number.
Correct.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, thank you. Just make sure that nothing else come out my account, please.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know how they got my information because I didn't make no, I didn't do, I don't even order stuff like that offline.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize for the misunderstanding.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
You too.